This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Aisling.
Let's go.
Aisling's got her big girl pants on today because she's got a very serious job to do after the show, which is very much like contrasting to Aisling's fun-loving and personality. Tell everyone listening to the podcast just a little bit about what you're prepping at the moment.
Yeah, so this is like quite boring, but basically on the last Friday of every month, company does a big company call called TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, we just sit on this call. And they have been doing this thing where they get like two different people from different radio stations in the business or different areas of the business, and one person interviews the other about something in particular.
So I think they're trying to make it a little bit more engaging rather than it just being like, everyone sit down and just be on your Zoom and listen to this person have a spiel. It's like, oh, There's that person from one brand talking to this person from another brand about something that they've been working on.
Yeah,
brand.
Exactly. But they're kind of like, they try and pick like contrasting people from completely different areas, which is why they have chosen me on Spin to talk to the head of news about the upcoming year of elections happening.
As in, when you say head of news, you mean head of news and news talk?
Head of news and news talk. Head of news across the whole
group.
Four, five, six nearly radio stations that are owned by this now.
Give us an idea of one of the questions that you need to ask.
This is what's been provided for me. Now, he said, obviously, I can say it in my own words, but like, can you imagine me saying this now? In a meeting
in
with everybody.
In 40 minutes,
In 40
Aisling.
Minutes now, yes. We better get a move on. Everybody knowing the way I am, right? Hello, everybody. I'm here with Head of News, John Kyo. And one thing 2024 is sure to bring is political upheaval. A year of elections lies ahead, not just here in Ireland, but also next door in the UK and across the water in the United States. John, what are the main election standouts for you? What's at stake here?
Jesus, am I listening to CNN?
Honestly, I can't even say it.
Well, we will update you on the podcast on how that goes for Aisling on Monday.
Callum says it's too boring for the show, but I beg to differ.
I want you to interview me as if I'm him on the show on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
2 minutes after seven, it is Emma and Ash. Our Dave has headed off to Amsterdam to get a bit of chill out time after yesterday's worst show ever.
I think he needed a bit of a break. We all do.
I think we all do as well. And you know what? Best crack ever. We put on our worst show ever yesterday. But normality is slept on a bit.
It is.
I am looking forward to a bit of normality today.
Yeah, there's something to be said for normalness.
Speaking of normalness, I have really good news for the Mercury retrograde girlies.
Okay.
And the Mercury retrograde guys.
Okay. Are there Mercury retrograde guys?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
Go on.
The good news being that we're nearly there. Two more sleeps and it's over. This block of Mercury retrograde is over.
Mercury being in retrograde is ending in 2 days.
It's ending on the 28th of April,
okay,
which is very exciting.
I have no idea what any of this means.
And this has been the longest stint this year. It's been in retrograde since the 1st of April. This whole month.
Do you know what this means?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because I've no choice because I live with someone who's all into this and everything that goes wrong during Mercury retrograde is explained in her mind.
Okay.
This is what happens.
Like she shouldn't put the washing on the line and things like that?
It's more to do with relationships and fallout, so people can be a little bit more...
Is it a bad thing?
Oh, yeah.
Mercury being in retrograde is terrible.
Yeah. It's times for like you'd have shifts in friendships and falling outs and brain fog and anxiety and headaches and uncertainty about work and personal projects. It's been a very stressful few weeks for the Mercury retrograde girlies. But we're nearly there. Nearly there. Just the good news. Cool.
Brilliant.
Happy? You happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So good.
Yeah, that's really good. And then the
positive
next time
vibes.
We'll talk about it again is the 5th of August, where it kicks off again till the 28th. That'll be a long stint. And then, thankfully, it'll be wrapped up before Christmas, 25th of November until the 15th of December.
Okay.
So we'll have a good Christmas, but the leader could be a bit...
Just one more
spicy.
Mercury being in retrograde before Christmas. Or two more?
Two before Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
Sucks.
Ah, look.
Anyway, good news to kick off your day. We're nearly there,
yeah.
And it's 4 minutes after seven.
Whatever that means.
Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Hit music now. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
We know that today we will find out the Electric Picnic lineup for 2024, which is so exciting.
Yes.
Is Noah Kahan going to be there considering he's playing Belfast across that same weekend?
I would put money on it. 100%.
Listen, with that in mind, and I know there was confusion yesterday, I was at the beautician's and the beautician said to me, are you serious? is the Golden Ticket prize gone? I said, no, of course not. It was a fraudulent game. It was the worst show ever.
Come on, guys. Put some trust in us. The Golden Ticket remains. C-Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic, two pairs of each ticket. We did not give them to Gav yesterday.
No, we didn't.
And he knew. Don't worry, poor old Gav wasn't left in the lurch either. Yeah,
Gav is a good sport.
He is, indeed.
Big fan of M50 Gav. The Golden Ticket is on the way in an hour's time. As Ash said, your chance to win those tickets to three of the hottest summer festivals this summer. Register to play now. Golden to 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Dua Lipa's Houdini on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you this morning. And an important reminder, today is the day we're paying out €150,000 on Spin's cash machine. If you haven't entered yet for your chance to win after three, we'll give you all those details in the next few minutes on the show.
I have a new regime, but it's not great because it involves me getting up an extra 15 minutes earlier in the morning. And that's never a good thing for anybody, let alone somebody like us who's up quite early. So I mentioned on the show a few times, but like that girl in Pitch Perfect, I have nodes, aka vocal nodules. It's basically like a little bump on your vocal cords. It's caused from kind of like overuse. The lady that I went to see about it said, "This is not your fault, Aisling." And I was like, "Okay, thank you." She was like, "You're a professional voice user, okay? There's nothing you could have done to stop this." And I was like, "Thank you." I was like nearly crying. I was like, "Thank you for saying that." Because I was so angry at myself. I was like, "You've caused this." Basically, if you don't know what it does, it kind of like makes your vocal cords like rub together, causes hoarseness. And in order to diagnose it, I had a camera go up my nose and all the way down the back of my throat, which I didn't even think was possible.
Do you know what? I don't remember your voice before the nodes now.
That's the bad thing. I didn't always sound like, "Hey guys." I feel like I'm good at masking it, but like there's certain things. If I was like, "Hey Emma," it just goes okay. And I do enjoy singing and stuff. So this has been, it's been a hard time for me, guys. I was googling actually famous singers who've had nodes, and a lot of very very good singers have had nodes and recovered. So this
nodes
is good for
is
me.
Nodes is such a funny word.
I know it is. Yeah, I think Whitney Houston, Freddie Mercury, Mariah Carey all had nodes.
Okay, so maybe is it from singing a lot?
I think it's just like overuse.
Not to say it's your fault, because obviously it's not.
It's not my fault, Emma. That's what she said. I don't know. I think like being up early and shouting and roaring on the show and stuff is a factor too. But I'm also
shouting and roaring.
We do be going on. So luckily you can reverse the vocal nodules, but you just need to do a lot of work, which I learned on Wednesday because I had my first appointment with a speech and language therapist.
Right.
So from now on, I've got this very detailed regime for the next like at least 8 weeks. Right. Alarm's going off 15 minutes earlier these days.
What are we talking now?
And we're, as in time?
Yeah.
25 to 6. It was a quarter to 6 and I didn't get out of bed till 5 to 6. Yeah. That was kind of bad. Producer Callum would already be in the building. I'd be still actually under the covers. But that's neither here nor there. That's my own business. So now when I get up, I sit on the edge of the couch. And when I say like from now, I mean I literally started this today.
Okay.
And I do 10 minutes of different neck and shoulder exercises. So if you listening would like to do one of them with me, it's quite a fun one. You clench your teeth together and then you look up and you have to hold that for 30 seconds. And it's a good old stretch of the neck, so it is. Loads of different things like that. Takes about 10 minutes, grand. When I come into work then, you'll notice from now on, Emma. As of this morning, I'm going to sneak into the studio so that I can do a few actual vocal warm-ups. And if you want to know what I'm doing in there, it's a bit of this. You can do it with me if you like. It's good for us. And then we go up and down a lip trill glide.
Oh, excuse me.
And then lip trill revs, a bit of this. That's what I'm doing in there.
Wow, that was really fun.
Yeah, and then twice a day outside of work, have to do this twice a day or it won't, or nothing will happen. We do a long nasal E. So
that's really, you look really sexy right now.
It's a nice sound.
Do that again. I just want to make sure we can all see how hot you're looking.
Yeah, it's just a I kind of look like a bunny rabbit, like my a lot of teeth, a lot of frontal teeth coming out. Then
sorry.
You can do it. Do it with. Yeah, then we have to do the woo lip buzz glide.
These are
the technical terms.
These all sound like dance moves.
Yeah, so this is the So your lips are kind of buzzing, very tightly pursed lips. Please, please join in your cars. Hi, producer Callum.
Just check my notes. Yesterday was the worst show, not this morning.
I feel like we're helping people here. And then last thing I have to do...
Sorry, someone literally just sent that in. Thought the worst show was yesterday.
Ah, these are all so hilarious. Funny. These are very funny. And the last thing I have to do now, which is actually kind of almost like a bit of a torture chamber, is I have to steam my face / head for 15 minutes a day.
What?
I have to sit over a boiling pot of water under a towel for 15 minutes
That's
a day.
What you do kind of for asthma. My brother would have done that when he was a child.
Yeah.
So 15 minutes per day, and you famously hate showering, so you have to wash your hair all the time now because it's getting real sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. So this is my new regime. So it's not good.
And the end is 8 weeks from now.
8 weeks from now, something might be better.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we need a full performance.
Yeah, in 8 weeks.
A beautiful song in 8 weeks' time.
Yeah.
In the meantime, mind yourself, girl.
Thanks, guys.
This is Spin.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
It's Ed Sheeran and Denise Chyla, Two Step on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're here with Now Stream World Class Entertainment.
Morning.
Dave's away today. He's gone to Amsterdam, in case you think he's just still in bits after getting his legs waxed on the girly quiz yesterday.
Which he probably is.
Dave, Ash, you have a spectacular surname.
Do I?
Yes. Bonner.
Yeah.
What a laugh, right?
It's something I've grown into, I will say. The teenage years were tough at times.
I understand.
With a surname
that.
Like
it's
Bonner.
Like when my dad was a guard and I was called a piglet. That was really not a nice time for me growing up as well in secondary school.
Lord, people are very mean.
People are very cruel. And people take low digs.
Low
I guess.
Blows, yeah.
So I'd like to just imagine for a second, right? Because we're talking about a couple who have a surname called Bacon and are really going hamming this up. Hey, when it comes to naming their children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like they're really leaning into it so heavily,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if we were blessed with surnames like Mash, what do you think we could do with a baby should we have one together? Question mark.
As in, what would we call the baby?
If we were going to lean in.
Probably Creamy.
Creamy.
Creamy Mash.
Creamy Mash would be good. Mm-hmm. Cheesy Mash.
Yeah. Buttery.
Lumpy. Hello, baby Lumpy.
My baby Buttery.
My baby Buttery. Bratwurst.
Yeah. Is there somebody called Mash?
I'm sure there is out there somewhere.
Okay, Bratwurst. That's a sausage, no?
It is a saucy.
Okay.
I could think you could call a kid saucy.
Yeah.
Saucy's a cute
That'd
name.
Cute,
if
yeah.
you don't overthink
sausage
it.
Mash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, basically, this mom in particular has defiantly named her son after her favorite crisp flavor. She's after getting a lot of criticism for this and even attempted governmental interventions to try and stop this.
Oh, no.
Their names are Pauline and Maxwell Bacon, and they were always aware that the name chosen for their son would raise quite a few eyebrows because they welcomed their son in 2021, Theodore Smokey Bacon.
Oh! Ah, come on, that's good.
They plan to have more kids and have said that they want to call them Maple and Crispy. So Maple Bacon and Crispy Bacon.
This is the bit of me now.
Pauline was talking to the son saying, Smokey is our pride and joy. Our little bacon boy has a vast collection of t-shirts with piglets on them. His dad has a cute pig tattoo in honour of him and his grandfather has a tattoo of a teddy bear holding up a piece of Smokey Bacon inked to celebrate his birth and christening. Now, when Pauline discovered that her future husband's name was Bacon, she found this hilarious because she's from Sweden and her maiden name is F-R-I-D-H but pronounced fried. So literally,
oh my God.
They tied the knot in December 2020 and she became Mrs. Fried Bacon.
Fried Bacon!
Isn't that brilliant? They were keen to make the most out of this situation and they've, as I said, they've really hammed this up.
Uh-huh.
Have had some issues. She said, when I tried to register Theodore Smokey Bacon with the normal spelling of Smokey, I was told it would be impossible as Smokey describes a fire. This was when they were in Sweden. She's Swedish. So
okay.
They were trying to register him in Sweden. So they added an E. So S-M-O-K-E-Y.
Yeah.
Which was approved by officials. And she explained, this isn't a spelling error, as in we're not stupid.
Yeah.
But this is a means to tick the bureaucratic boxes.
I think I would have spelled it S-M-O-K-I-E.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, like Snooky. Or like, or wait, that is Snooky have a Y or an I-E?
That's fair.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, I feel like Smokey with an I-E sounds more like a name.
But I just think it's kind of cruel on the child. They have no hope.
But that's the middle name, isn't it? It's Theodore Smokey Bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, I think comedy middle names need to be more of a thing because nobody ever uses their middle name anyway and it's a great two truths and a lie.
What's your middle name?
Anne.
Ah, for God's sake.
Do you know, my surname is Bonner, right? There's a lot we could have done with that. Big. Do you know what I mean?
Aisling Big Bonner. Alana was on.
My surname is Scully and my first name is Alana. My parents had a reason. It was after a nickname my granddad had called me Samantha. So my initials became Ass. And they thoroughly enjoyed that, as did a lot of my peers growing up.
That is excellent.
Subtle, but I love it.
10 yeah. out of 10. You'll get this
thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Queen Bee and Texas Hold'em on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Kellogg's GA Cool Camps are back this summer. Don't worry, parents. Camps open throughout July and August. They're providing primary school children with an action-packed and fun-filled week yet again. All over the country, they're taking place during the summer holidays.
And GA clubs, by the way, can win 25 grand with packs of Cocoa Pops, Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes, which is very exciting.
Pass.
On the show every day this week, we've had a Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps kit to give away to every single player. And then today is the day. We give away €1,000 to a winner of our little GAA / general knowledge quiz. James is on to give it a go. Any plans for the weekend, James?
No, not much. I got sports on and they're going out for dinner on Saturday night.
Lovely. Ooh. Very good. So here's the deal with this quiz, okay? One set of questions are the easier round and they're all worth a point each. And there's also then a harder option, like equivalent to a goal, to 3 points per correct answer. The score to beat this morning, or the score to get this morning is 9.
Yes, Siobhan is currently top of the leaderboard. She has a score of 8, but because she hit 8 first, you're going to have to get 9. So you've a bit of a task ahead of you, James.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Do you want to go for the 1 point questions or do you want to go for the 3 point questions?
I'm going to try the 3 point questions.
Okay. All right. No
bother. You need to get 3 3-point questions correct. 30 seconds on the clock. Best of luck, James.
Question number one.
Thank you.
Who did Dublin beat in the 2015 All-Ireland football final?
Mayo.
Herring. How many seasons of the UK version of I'm a Celeb has there been?
17.
23. What person has the most followers on X?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's Elon Musk. Omar Park can be found in which town?
Tullamore.
That's Portlaoise. What was the name of Beyoncé's first studio album?
Pass.
Dangerously in Love. Who was the man of the match in last year's All-Ireland football final? I don't know if you were going to get that one either. It was hard. Paul Mannion.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, James, they are hard.
Yeah.
The L3 pointers. Yeah, you don't see a goal in every game, as Marty Morrissey would say.
Listen, sorry about that, James. Have a lovely weekend, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks very much.
Bye. Bye-bye. James doesn't go away empty-handed. Of course, he wins himself that lovely GA Kellogg's Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit.
Swag.
So he will have a swag for summer. But that means... Siobhan?
Yeah?
You've just won a grand!
Woo! Woo!
Oh,
yay!
Happy days.
I'm delighted. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You could not be beaten in our general knowledge GAA fusion quiz.
Oh, great. That's super. I was listening here, so I'm
really
delighted.
You're a woman. Any ideas what you'll spend the money on? Big
oh my goodness.
Shopping spree?
I don't know. Maybe some nice holiday, I think.
Yeah, flights, baby.
Yeah, enjoy every cent of that. It's all yours. All thanks to Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps. Thanks, Mel Siobhan.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well done.
Thank
you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Now, the golden ticket, don't worry. The prize remains. I'll give you a shot at winning it next on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
All right, we have a bit of a confession to make. Yesterday was the worst show ever. It was carnage from start to finish. We knew that this was going to happen. And on the golden ticket, M50 Gav, a loyal listener, came on. And it sounded like he won the golden ticket.
Let's Brilliant. Go for song two. Gav plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. This ain't Texas.
Lewis Capaldi, forget me.
Yeah, start the clock.
Lewis Capaldi.
For every answer that he gave, whether he was right or wrong, we said, yeah, fantastic.
I was in the beauticians yesterday and the lady was saying to me that her son was like, but mom, he said the wrong song. Very frustrating.
It did upset a few people on Twitter as well.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew was on yesterday, all confused.
Did Gav actually just win that or not? I can't tell.
Steph was on.
I've just gotten into my car and I'm so confused on what's happening. All those songs are wrong.
Don't worry, guys. It was the worst show ever. So the prize remains. Yes. Gav was on board with the whole thing. It was a big mess. So we still have those tickets to go.
We sure do. C-Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic, weekend passes to the lot of them this summer for you and a friend. And if you want to come on and play our little game, 5 songs, 25 seconds, you do have to get them right this time. It's golden in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038 to go on play. Wake up, you wake me up.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Dave. Morning. How are you? It's Emma and Ash. Dave's off in Amsterdam. You're listening to Spin. Happy Friday to you.
Morning. I'm sure Dave is going to be, you know, nice and chilled and relaxed while he's in Amsterdam. Meanwhile, I'm going to have quite a stressful 24 hours.
Why?
Because my boyfriend Alex's favourite band, the Dave Matthews Band, is coming to town. They're playing the Tree Arena tomorrow night. Last year, I dragged Alex to a Beyonce concert. Beyonce is my favourite artist. And he was very good. He did his research. He listened to Renee's songs. He put in the work. Now, I like to do a bit of research before I go see a gig. I like to, you know, repeatedly listen to the songs. I don't like being at a gig where I don't know any of the songs.
Mm.
Dave Matthews Band has 13 studio albums.
Wow.
And 43 live albums.
Oh, my goodness.
When we booked
these tickets, I've never heard of
them. They're very big in America.
Okay.
But like, honestly, I had never heard any of their songs. I think they had a moment here, but, and they've played the Tree Arena before and it's sold out. So they obviously have like,
sure,
a good gang of fans here, but they have so much music. It's overwhelming. And Alex said, no, you need to listen to every album. I said, but what album are they going to play the most songs of? He said, honey, you can never know. Every set is completely different.
Okay.
And they have a couple of like big songs. So say you go onto their Spotify and like the top songs. I've listened to the top five songs a few times. I said, I know the top songs. I said, they're obviously going to play Crash Into You. No, not at all. There's absolutely no guarantee they'll play their top five songs.
Oh, really?
What do you mean they're not going to play any of their top songs?
Imagine going to one of your favourite artists and they don't perform their hits. That's,
I know,
frustrating.
So I've got two options. Either I go into this completely blind and potentially not know a single song, or I spend the next 24 hours listening to 13 albums and 43 live albums.
I don't think you're going to have time physically on the clock to do that. I just wonder, are you seated or standing?
I'm standing.
Ew!
I know, and the idea is being floated that we'll actually...
Oh no. Oh no, don't say it.
Go early in queue. I don't know what I'm going to do, lads.
Oh, Aisling, I'm telling you, break up with this guy.
That's the second time you've said that in a month and I'm starting to sense a trend. You might be onto something. So yeah, listen, if you're at the Dave Matthews Band gig tomorrow, you're going to see a girl who looks very confused.
The reason I asked about standing or sitting, by the way, is I feel like a lot of the time if you don't really know what's going on, it's easier to do that when you're seated.
100%.
You feel a bit more like kind of fed up when you're standing and you're like, why is everyone going crazy right now?
Exactly.
I can't see anything and I don't know why.
And you can kind of be the one who's like, well, I go get the drinks.
Exactly.
Whereas how am I going to do that if we're at the bloody barrier?
Oh, you won't be able to wee for hours.
No.
Terrible times.
Everybody's going to hate me at the Dave Matthews Band concert. What a stupid name for a band as well. The Dave Matthews Band.
We're back to normal stuff on this show and the golden ticket is on the way with tickets to those three epic festivals. Stay there.
Hit music now.
Spin. Three.
Two, one. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Now, don't you worry. It was a joke yesterday for Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show ever.
Ah, yeah, but you knew that, didn't you? You knew it. We wouldn't give that prize to Gav with his ridiculous answers.
Ah, I was good out crack all the same. Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. Do you want to go to all three this summer? Maybe you're sitting there and you're looking at your calendar ahead saying, I've nothing on for the summer.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Those three weekends are free and easy breezy, baby.
Maybe you're a festival hun, or maybe you've never been and it's time to try something new. You could be heading to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic on us. Bearing in mind, the Electric Picnic lineup is coming out today. So I can't even anticipate the excitement on
Very
this once
exciting,
that comes
yeah.
out.
And how unreal to watch the lineup coming out and being like, I just got my tickets today.
Oh, unreal. If
Could
you
happen.
Want to play the golden ticket, golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. But on to give it a go this morning is Sarah in the car with her son Josh. Sarah, any plans for the weekend?
No, nothing at all.
Nice chilling.
Oh, chilling.
Yeah, just
and
some football.
Sarah, have you been to festivals before?
Yeah, years ago.
Okay, so it's time for Sarah's comeback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, cool. Well, listen, let's crack on with this.
Okay.
All right, Sarah, this is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. You need to name five songs in 25 seconds. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. You can't skip or pass. But we do have a swap. It's our favourite little feature. If you don't know the song, you can shout the word swap. We will pause the clock, swap the song out. You only get one swap, so you've got to use it wisely, okay? And you can't swap on the final song. Is that all right,
okay,
Sarah? And you can't move. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next song. So that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Are we good to go, Sarah? Let's go.
Yeah.
Song one on Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket, playing in 3, 2, 1. Let's start that clock. As you promised me
that I was more than a Khan. Stick
Season. Yeah, lovely stuff. Well Noah Khan, Stick Season. Heard Josh say it, but it had to be you that said it, and you got in there nice and quick. All right, 5 seconds burned. 20 seconds left, 4 songs to go, and we have that swap as well.
All right, song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Let's start the clock. She's wearing an old dress, poking
it out, waiting for someone. I don't know this. Do you know this? Swap.
Swap.
Okay. Good use of the swap there, guys.
Yes, that was Michael Marchese, Scared to Start. We had him on the show last week. Lovely lad.
Very nice, guys.
All right, we're back to 20 seconds. Sarah and Josh, and song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Well, your love is worse, worse
than cigarettes. Even if I. No, we don't know it.
Any female artist, go on, give it a guess.
Do you know it? No.
Pizza and chips are what for you? Bad for you.
No.
Oh,
no, we don't know it.
Listen, it happens sometimes. They just don't suit you.
I'm sure you've heard it before, though. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, Unhealthy.
Yeah.
I know you know it.
Oh, well, listen, lads, it was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
See you guys. All right, bye. Talk to you later. We crack on tomorrow, the prize at large, and I can only anticipate the demand once we know exactly who's going to be playing.
Are you coming in tomorrow? Because I'm not. Ah, I'm actually off tomorrow.
Sugar
and
me
I think
bugger.
Probably a lot of people are.
Sugar.
Monday, will we come back? Will we take tomorrow off and the next day, and then we'll come back on Monday and give it a lash again?
That's a good.
Because I'm a bit tired after the worst show yesterday. So is it okay if we take the weekend off, Emma?
Yeah, okay.
Great, thank God. That's brilliant. You know, it must be said, nobody reads the rules of the game like Dave.
Nah.
Just doesn't hit
you
when I do
what?
It.
You know what? It just fell on its arse a bit.
It did.
Because we kind of forgot about the very serious rules. I think we've probably thrown everyone's morning because they didn't get to hear Dave's rules.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look, we're very sorry. He's actually not going to be here on Monday either.
We're going to give it a really good lash, the rules, on Monday. Callum.
You need to channel your inner Dave. Have you heard this game before?
Oh, yeah, I didn't
do
that.
You didn't do it. Yeah. Have you heard this game before?
How many seconds go on the clock?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
such
useless.
A disaster.
Write that down.
I'm such a bad radio presenter.
Have you heard this game before?
We'll try again on Monday. We're really sorry.
We're giving those rules a good lash on Monday. Golden in a WhatsApp to register to get on to win your way to Longitude Electric Picnic and Sea Sessions.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I've been telling you for a while, Ash, and you listening, of course, that this year I've done some really fun things with my mum.
Yeah.
It was a really last minute trip to Thailand. If someone told me last year that in 2024 I'd be backpacking around Thailand with my mother, I would have said, that's not going to happen. It wasn't on my bingo card. And the last couple of summers we've done a particular music festival together.
Yes.
And it's great crack. And I was telling you lists of reasons why you should go travelling with your mum or go to festivals with your mum. They take really good care of you and make sure you have a cup of tea in the morning in the tent, etc.
You don't just like meet up for like a coffee or just like go for dinner together. You always do something like really extra.
Well, here's the thing, right? It was her birthday the other day and I haven't seen her because she's based in Waterford. So I'm heading to Waterford this weekend. And she was on to me the other day and I said, "Mam, what do you want for your birthday? Like, is there anything in mind that you want?" And she said, "I just want us to have a sit down at some point and plan our next trip."
Oh, wow.
And I said, "That's fine. We can do that over the weekend."
What's next, Japan?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was like, let's look at next year maybe. Like,
that's cute.
100%. Why not? But then she said to me, like, I had made plans to see my friend. I feel like and anyone who has family outside of Dublin and you've got like that really tight 48 hours to try and squeeze everyone in at the weekend kind of knows the struggle. That, like, you want to see a friend, you want to see your granny, you want to see your niece. It's my niece's birthday party tomorrow. I want to see my parents. I want to see my friends. Blah, 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 blah.
It's hard.
So I kind of had it in the calendar that tomorrow I was meeting my friend Niall. Or tonight, sorry. I'm meeting my friend Niall for a few drinks and then I was going to do family on Saturday.
Cool. Get him out of the way.
My mom's not around on Saturday and she said to me on the phone, "Oh, do you want to do something on Friday for my birthday?"
Ah, no can do, ma'am. Meet Niall.
It's our birthday though.
That's hard.
Grr. So I said, "I know this is a bit random, but why don't you come and meet Niall and I for a drink on Friday?" And she knows Niall.
Weird.
Niall's my friend, but like, he's my friend.
Yeah.
Not my mom's my mom.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something I've never done. Bring my mom out with my friend.
Honestly.
But cute.
Me neither. The only thing about Niall is he was at that music festival with us when we stayed for the 2 nights.
Okay, so they know each other.
So there's a bit of a buzz between my mom and my friend Niall.
This is the way you and your mom operate.
All of a sudden,
you do weird things together.
Apparently this is how. So tonight I'm meeting my mother and my friend Niall.
And your friend.
And then beforehand, my granny wants to come with us for dinner.
Okay. So, is there a chance that Granny Phyllis is going to end up on the night out with you, your mum and Niall?
I would say unlikely. Probably okay. Dropped home after dinner. But right. Granny, Niall, Casey and me. It's honestly the best crew ever. Like, don't even try and get into our gang. You can't.
It's very elite. I've been thinking of other things that you and your mom could do since you seem to be like kind of on a roll and planning new things, new and crazy adventures. I do think it's high time you brought your mom to Coppers because you've done a music festival together. And I just feel like that's the natural progression for your relationship with your mother right now.
I think my mother would lose her mind in Coppers.
I think she'd be absolutely lit.
She would buzz around the place from floor to floor. She'd see it as a mystical adventure. She'd get really deep about like the joy in young people when they dance.
She's an artist, isn't she? Then she'll love Coppers.
Oh, she'll do an oil painting of the fluorescent lights of Coppers and the saliva and the stickiness of the ground. Oh, she'd be all over that. Great shout.
She'll be there collecting the chewing gum from under the...
Not great for the environment, guys, but have a great time.
For an installation. Okay, next on my list, you should do your mom zipline. You haven't done a lot of active things together.
No, we haven't. I think that's a good point.
Zipline would be fun.
I think that,
And then just to piggyback off that, axe throwing.
Oh.
I think you and your mom should go axe throwing.
A friend went axe throwing for quite a time in Wicklow last year and had a really good time. Good way to relieve stress, I hear.
Yeah. You should actually have a row. And then go axe throwing together. Get it all out of your system.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Okay, big fan.
Matching tattoos. I think you and your mom should get matching tattoos.
That's a no. She won't go there. And she hates mine passionately. And ever since she became an artist, I'm like, you're not a true artist. You don't appreciate art on my body.
Yeah, come on, Katie.
Yeah. I was like, you can't be an artist and be disregard the art of body art.
Okay, well, that's off the list. Well, my final one then is I think you and Katie should record a charity single. I'm just trying to think outside the box.
I hear you.
Thailand was pretty far-fetched and that happened.
Yeah, it did. And I think Coppers is genuinely going to be next.
We've got a platform.
Here is Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life on Spin.
Spin, fully charged.
All right, let's do this.
Yes, it is the last Friday of the month, would you believe? And on the last Friday of every month, we like to play a little game called The Shortest Quiz. We get you on, we ask you incredibly short questions. You give us a very quick fire, easy answer. And today, producer Callum has exclusively revealed that we will be giving you 4 IMC cinema passes. Usually it's just the 2, but the stack has grown in recent weeks. So we're giving away tons of IMC cinema passes on The Shortest Quiz today.
It's very exciting. If your phone rings, please turn the radio down. Shall we get cracking?
Let's do it.
All right, we're looking for you, Aoife. Let's go. And your number ends in 77.
Hello.
Morning, Aoife. You're on to play The Shortest Quiz. How are you?
Hi, Aoife.
Good, how are you?
Aoife, here's your question. How many toes?
10.
Yay! Well, you didn't say how many feet, so 5 we would have taken too, I guess.
That's fair.
You've won 4 IMC cinema passes. See you later, Aoife.
Thank you, bye.
Karina, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 59.
Hello?
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. You're on to me The Shortest Quiz, Karina.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's pretty darn cool, Karina. Here's your question. Type of tree.
Type of tree?
Yes.
Tic-tac-toe.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Oh, it's a tree. German thing. Like, they are three from the comics. So
that'll do. Awesome. You know what? I meant like oak, chestnut, you know, fir tree, beech tree, but it doesn't matter, Karina. You're getting 4 IMC cinema passes.
Oh, thanks a million.
Bye. Hello, Nikita. You're on to play The Shortest Quiz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Name chocolate bar, please.
Tony's Chocolaroni.
Oh! Somebody has been paid. Nice one, Keita.
It's Friday.
You've won 4 IMC cinema passes. Bye-bye and well done.
Unreal. Thank you so much.
Bye, hon. Richard. Looking for you. Your number ends in 3-2. Hiya, Richard.
Hello.
Hello,
Richard.
The Shortest Quiz.
Hiya.
Here's your question, Richard. Spell pig.
P-I-G.
Oh, yes. There was a bit of tension there as well. I liked it. Nailed it, you did.
You smashed it. Well done. You're smart. And you've won 4 IMC cinema passes, Richard.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Gotta go. Gotta blast.
Two more.
Just 2 more. This round.
Will we get another one out of him? Do you think? Yeah, I think so. He's in a good mood. Hi, Dylan. Hello. You're on to The Shortest Quiz. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Dylan.
Dylan, triangle sides.
Triangle sides.
How many?
3.
Yes! 100%.
Smashed it and you've got 4.
The panic.
Four IMC cinema passes. Well done. Thanks for listening.
Woo.
One.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one, Dylan.
Last player.
No.
For now.
Hiya, Craig.
How are you keeping?
How are you, Craig?
You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Happy Friday, Craig.
Here's your question. Who's our producer?
Stephen.
Try again. Is that a joke?
I want me to go with Callum O'Leary.
Lovely man.
Well done. Four IMC cinema passes courtesy of Stephen and IMC going to you, Craig.
Happy days. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. People are getting cheeky on the shortest quiz, giving the wrong answer on purpose.
I think that's funny. I enjoy that.
Will we go again?
Come here. Where we go again? Eric, go on, will you? 087 711 1038. Get the word short in a WhatsApp right now. We could be calling you, sourcing you with not one, not two, not three, but four. IMC Cinema passes. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Time for a bit of crack before you get into the office.
This is the shortest quiz. We play it on the last Friday of every month. We're giving you four IMC cinema passes if you answer our really short questions. Let's go, because I can't do any more. Got no lyrics to the song.
You're actually so brilliant, you know.
Shut up.
Mary's on.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, gang.
Hey,
good morning. How are we doing?
Crack. Mary, what animal goes bah?
Sheep.
Yay!
Yes, they do. Or a lamb, Mary. We would have accepted lamb.
Or goat.
Yes, true. Or Emma.
Four IMC cinema passes headed your way. Thank you.
Well done.
Cheers, Jared. Thank you so much.
Bye, hon. We're looking for you, Carl. Your number ends in 40.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, Carl. Welcome to the shortest quiz, sir.
Oh, yeah. You well?
Good, yeah, man. We're good, Carl. Here's your question. Who fixes teeth?
Yeah. Who fixes what? Teeth dentist?
Yeah, you said it. That's the word we were looking for.
That's it, Carl. In a nutshell.
Four IMC cinema passes heading your way, Carl. Sound. Bye-bye.
Happy days. Enjoy, guys.
Well done.
Hey, Cathy.
Hello.
How are you? It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hi.
Hey, hon. You're on to play the shortest quiz, Cathy.
Fantastic.
Birds. How many wings?
Two.
Yay!
That was too many words.
It wasn't.
How many wings, bird?
That's four. That's a question of four words. I think that's all right.
I don't know.
Anyway, Cathy, you've won four IMC cinema passes. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye, hon. Tony, you're on to play the shortest quiz.
Happy Friday.
Hey, Tony. Where's Rome?
Italy.
It is. Italy.
Yeah, you're off to the cinema four times or with three people. Well done, Tony.
Or with two people twice. Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, yeah. So many different ways. Bye.
Two more. Boo.
Again.
Boo. Annalise, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 88.
Hello.
Morning, Annalise.
Hi.
Hi. Fizzy drink, question mark.
Coke.
Yay!
Yes, that is a fizzy drink.
Well done. You're off to cinema lots of times. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Last player.
Boo.
My God.
For a month. Relax.
For a month.
Hiya, Ricky. You're on to play the shortest quiz. Welcome.
Great. Say hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Ricky, the last question on the shortest quiz has been the same for the last few months, so we'll continue. Ricky, do a sneeze.
Guys, well done. Enjoy your four IMC cinema passes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And it's all over for another month. The shortest quiz back on the show on the 31st of May.
You should be singing that, Ashley. Shortest quiz.
Back on the show on the 31st of May. We'll see you then. But stay here, because we're here for another hour. Here's Robert Grace.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Right, we have been playing some tunes this morning and all this week on the show with Donnelly Fresh. Donnelly Fresh are basically, they have the most delicious pasta pots and they're where taste meets imagination.
Yes, we've set up a band this week on the show. We did lose Dave today, but I think we fared out pretty well. We've been playing some popular music on our Donnelly Fresh pasta and salad pots. You've been guessing what it is in order to win a €200 one for all voucher.
And Aisling and I are not ashamed to say that it's not even 9:15 in the morning and we are both after eating a pasta pot.
Yeah, look, we forgot our brekkie and there was free food hanging around. Bloody lovely it was.
Pasta in the morning might be just the way to go. Heather, how are you?
I'm great.
Heather, tell us something good.
Just on the way to work.
Something exciting about your weekend. What's happening in your world?
on. I'm sure I'll have a few drinks after work this evening. This afternoon.
Yeah. Deserved.
Okay,
deserved.
Good stuff. Is there a bit of a gang meeting after work? Yeah.
Just me and my boyfriend, probably.
Oh, nice. Lovely. Where's your kind of haunt?
Out in Swords.
Lovely. Okay, cool.
Heather, can I ask you what you had for breakfast this morning?
I've only had a coffee this morning.
Okay, well, I would recommend pasta for breakfast because Emma and I are quite enjoying our Donnelly Fresh pasta pots right now.
We played you a tune on the song. We told you it was a famous British boy band from the 2010s who were on extended hiatus. Will we give you one more quick lash, yeah, of what you heard?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Emma's given up.
Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. We've heard enough of banging on pots.
What do you think, Heather? Who's the band and what's the song?
It's One Direction, That's What Makes You Beautiful.
I actually said to producer Colin, that is way too hard without all the humming. And he said, no, you're a brilliant band. You'll pull it off.
He believed
in
us.
And it looks like we did.
Just won yourself a 200 euro one for all voucher.
Thank you so much.
Just like that on a Friday. Happy days.
Thank you so much, girls.
Have a great weekend, Pet. Bye bye.
Thank you. I will now. Bye.
Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
I am giddy for someone because someone guaranteed is going to win 150,000 euro today on Spin's cash machine. Those details coming really, really shortly if you would like to enter.
I have to say, I'm quite giddy for myself because my viral TikTok video is popping off all over again. I know I've spoken a bit about it on the show. You're probably a bit sick of it, but.
No, you haven't really. I think what's interesting about TikTok as a whole is, and we kind of said this to you when it happened because it was your first kind of big viral.
Yeah.
No, you've had others, but this was like big, big, big stuff.
Yeah.
We were saying like it could go quiet for a few days and then it just takes off again in a new region or something.
It's so
mad.
Weird. Yeah, so the video that is going viral is a compilation of short videos of me gearing up to take my B-reel. So basically for 4 months, I didn't know that a certain setting was on in my B-reel where it was taking short videos of me as I'm getting into position, fixing my hair, fixing my jumper and posting that where I thought it was just posting a still photo. Dave revealed to me on this show live that this setting was on. I was absolutely horrified.
It was a scary moment when you were like, what's being said
it
in the background? Because I think if you have an iPhone, you'd be aware that it's very similar to the way you take a live photo.
Exactly.
And if your phone's on loud and you hold down the live photo, you can hear what's going on as well. It's like a 3 or 4 second live video.
Yeah, imagine that every photo you post on Instagram is actually a live photo and everyone can see you like fixing your hair or whatever. So when I went back and looked, it was so funny to see all the different bits, moments that I was like trying to like do my pose or whatever.
Quickly swallowing a piece of banana to get the photo.
Yeah.
And also Ashling, like the whole idea of Be Real is when the notification goes off, you have to take that photo instantly to be in the moment and like quote unquote be real on Be Real.
Exactly.
So we know that Ash is very competitive. So she will be getting into position as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible, yes, before the timer goes off. So I put together a little compilation. That's the video that's up on TikTok. I think I posted it about 10 days ago. And within even like a day or two, it was going well. I think it got like maybe 300,000-400,000 views. And then it kind of just started to slow down at the weekend. So
300,000-400,000 is massive.
It's huge and like way beyond anything. I had about 100 followers on TikTok. Like I don't post on TikTok often or go on it even that much. So at the weekend, it was about 700,000. And then weirdly on Wednesday afternoon, I don't know what happened, but it started to pop off again. And it's now at 1.7 million.
1.7 million people have seen your face.
Yeah,
and have seen your Be Real outtakes.
It's so weird. It's fun to watch, but the funnest part of all is the comments, because
right.
A lot of people have commented on it, and I've kind of broken down the comments into categories because a lot of people are saying the same thing. So there's like one category that's probably about 50% of the comments, and it's everyone just being like, no, you're so real for this though. Or like, no, you are the realest. This is the realest, though. So there's a lot of that playing on the B-reel thing.
Yeah.
Then there's a fair amount of people saying, if this happened to me, I would have deleted my account so quick and evaporated into thin air. If this happened to me, I would move to Greenland and never speak to my family again.
Like, I saw someone on your comments saying, if this was me, I would put myself into witness protection.
Yeah. Another person said, you're so brave for posting this, which I thought, wow, if that's what bravery means in 2024,
then
I'm so brave. There's another kind of weird category where people keep calling me a human.
Oh.
So they're like, I'll say it. Humans are so adorable. Look at you finding the best angle. And then there's another one like, this is so cute. I love humans. I'm like, ew, I'm not a human.
Yes, you are.
A human. It's just so funny when you're like, oh my God, you have, like, you're so different. Like, you have no idea who I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So weird. Another category of comments are people saying different celebrities that I look like. So we did speak about the fact that someone said, you look just like Adam Scott.
Which you don't, by the way.
Who's an American actor. Someone said in cap locks, you look like the chef Alex. Which I think maybe the chef, the main chef in The Bear. I think they say I look like him.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe he's not Alex. I don't know. Someone commented, boom, 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 now let me hear you say way-ho. Do you remember that video of that girl?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 now let me hear you say way-ho.
Way-ho.
People used to say I looked like her back in the day as well, which I didn't love. And then there was the category of kind of odd comments. So one person said, you're the realest of them all. But at what cost?
Oh. Oh. I was like, oh.
What?
Great.
I don't know actually what the cost of this is. Another person said, this will either be fun for your kids to watch or really beautiful to play at your funeral.
What?
Wait. Sorry? What?
Wow.
Okay.
Surely we can do both, no?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then there's the least, the category I like the least, and it's people saying I'm old.
Oh.
Couple of comments saying, this is so millennial.
Oh,
excuse me.
Up.
I'm on the cusp of Gen Z.
Yeah,
I'm 96.
I hate the millennial bashing on TikTok. It's annoying.
And then one person had the nerve to say, Aisling Boomer. My name is Aisling Bonner. I am not a boomer. Thank you very much.
The way
much.
You just said that sounded very boomer.
It did.
I am not a boomer.
I am not a boomer. I'm a Gen Z.
Can I ask you very quickly?
And I'm viral on TikTok.
About another angle of this that you didn't get to in the comments. The request to share and own your video. Have you had that?
Yes, actually. And one of the weird ones was I got a message from Uni Lad.
Yeah,
which I think is like Lad Bible, but for colleges, like universities.
It's a big online platform.
Yeah, they have like 3 million followers on TikTok. They asked, could I sign a form to give them basically exclusive permission to take any of my videos and share them?
No.
I was like, hell no.
I will say years ago, I had a similar, not to the same level, but I face planted when I was running in fluffy grass. And
I've seen the video,
it absolutely took off.
Did
and
it?
The amount of requests I got. And you know when you feel like it's getting too big? I was like, no. No, you can't share it. Leave me alone.
I just want my humble life back.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to go to the shop and
I
people not be
this
like,
fame.
That's the girl from Be Real.
This should be the sound of Friday for you.
One more tune. One more tune.
Yeah, it's the Friday fight. Once a week, myself, David Aisling, we go head to head on a little game called One More Tune, whereby you choose the song that plays in full. We all have very different music tastes. We're all very passionate about what we choose, of course, as you would be.
Music. And competitive.
Yeah, music does make you very passionate, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
What do you mean this isn't the best song ever?
This is the best song of the three.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You're so convinced with your own choice.
Exactly.
Not to be sob story. That's more Aisling's thing with this. But I haven't had a win on this in so long that I actually forget what it feels like. Just saying.
I'll tell you what it feels like. Oh, it feels really, really good, especially when you get 3 in a row, which is what I had there very recently. I kind of ruined it last week. I went for a bit of a rogue choice, but I'm back again with what I think is a banger. But Emma, please go ahead and pitch yourself for your first win in a while.
She's a cruel gal
she
underneath
hates me right
it all.
Now.
All right, this is what I'm backing this week.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Woo!
I wear my heart upon my sleeve like a big.
Now you didn't even get the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, which of course does come. Real Friday vibes. That is classic Calvin Harris and Feel So Close. Emma in a WhatsApp. Please. 087-711-1038. Dave's not here, but he's left us a tune, of course.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you? You know, I'm in Amsterdam right now. I've gone for this one. It's from, what's his name? Snoop Doggy Dog. Yes. Oh, tune.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
That's Snoop Doggy Dog or Snoop D-O-double-G. It's called Drop It Like It's Hot. If you want that played, the last song of the show, Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Come on, Dave. All right, Ash.
All right. I do love this. But I've gone for something very different. I've gone for Bruno Mars this week. Woo! Bit of a groove. move this week, I've gone for Bruno Mars, Finesse. Not the oldest song in the world, but one you don't really hear that often.
Yeah, we got it going on, got it going on.
Yeah. If you want to hear Bruno Mars in full as the last song of the show, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Listen, the choice is yours. Three strong contenders this week, it must be said. I'm going for Calvin Harris and Feels So Close. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Dave's not here. He's left us Snoop Doggy Dog and Drop It Like It's Hot. That is Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Bruno Mars, Finesse. It's Aisling to 087 711 1038 to vote.
Recharged. My God, I'm dying to hear Callum's "What a week it's been." Because it really has been quite the week this week on our show.
What a week it has been. We've had a bit of glimpse of summer in the weather. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll stick around. The EP lineup is going to be announced today.
Yay!
It's not going to get cancelled. Woo! And we did the worst show yesterday. More on that in a sec. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of this week. And of course, everything from today comes from our worst show ever that we put on yesterday. Mm-hmm. We put a show on because we didn't get nominated for the Radio Awards last year with our best stuff, so we did our worst stuff.
One could say that this worst bits of the week kind of inspired the worst show ever.
Absolutely.
To be honest, it was so... The more people said yesterday, God, your show was terrible this morning, I went, thank you.
Yeah.
That was the
so idea.
The best praise we could have gotten.
I made Aisling eat some horrible things to save her prized possessions this time yesterday, including the hottest of hot sauces. And I don't think this drink has had so much exposure on the show in such a short amount of time.
Milk! Oh, my God. Oh, my God, milk.
It's probably warm. It's probably warm at this
time. Milk. Lots of milk.
Milk.
Oh, thank God there was milk in this.
You just turned into a demon, a milk demon.
That was horrendous.
There were some people who I don't think have ever been mentioned on Spin before get a shout out yesterday.
Crazy Frog from Axel.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Mark McCabe, Maniac 2000. Britney Spears and Toxic. AC/DC. And Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
On Spin. My personal favourite from that yesterday was Messi in Heaven. And we said that is... We worship the Lord by the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord is our shepherd.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Yes, Emma announced all of the wrong songs yesterday on purpose, obviously. Let's enjoy the next 10 seconds of hearing Dave scream whilst getting his legs waxed on the worst girly quiz ever.
Oh, my God! Oh, for fuck! That's the worst one.
Poor Dave.
He's so low-key, isn't he?
Aww. He said after the show, it took it all his might for him not to swear during
that. Yeah, he did well.
Oh, he did do very well.
And finally, we found this out about Emma yesterday.
Oh.
Didn't you tell Dave and I once that whenever you shake hands with a listener on the street, you wash your hands afterwards? Come on. Did you or didn't you?
Yes.
You are too much.
Give that context now, please.
I can't believe Emma said that. I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of this
week. No, that was during a bit during Emma Can't Say Nolan where they made me say yes to terrible things. I would never do that.
I've been producer Callum and they've been the worst bits of the week. I haven't put the fight music in, so it's time for one more tune.
All right, okay, back to this. I'm back in this for one more tune this week and we are running out of time. Emma in a WhatsApp, please, 087 711 1038 because I never wash my hands after shaking hands with lovely people.
She actually never washes her hands at all, for Christ's sake.
Dave's gone for this. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. He's in Amsterdam. He's gone for like Snoop Doggy Dog and Drop It Like It's Hot. That is Dave in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038. Asho.
And I've gone for this. An absolute groove and a half. Bruno Mars with Cardi B on there as well. Finesse. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
Recharged. That is just about it from us. To the person who wins 150 grand today, you lucky divil.
Oh dear, oh dear. You better scream or I'll be annoyed.
I'll be so angry.
Come on.
Give us a good scream.
Give us a good winner today.
And also just to say we're back here with the best of tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. And if you missed anything from yesterday's worst radio show of all time, go check out our podcast. Have a giggle over the weekend. It spins Fully Charged, Recharged, wherever you get your podcasts. Results of one more tune. Callum, how are we getting on?
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. You'll hear the winning song in a very short moment, but actually you came dead last with Finesse, Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
Cool.
With a low 8%.
What?
8%.
Are you sure you got that right?
A stinker. 8%. Emma, you came second with 32%.
That's all right.
Dave won with a barnstorming 60% of the vote today.
Yeah. Honestly, fair.
Yeah,
do you know
it's a great song.
I haven't heard a bit of Snoop on the radio in a while. Here he is with Pharrell Williams, Drop It Like It's Hot. Michaela's on the way.
Have a good weekend.
Fantastic weekend. Mind yourself. Bye-bye.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.